Hashtag We Love Number One Sports Digital Radio Station in Africa.
And a very good morning to you, Lali, and thank you so much for joining us. How's the weather out in Cape Town?
A little misty still, but hopefully it's all going to clear by the time we tee off at 7:30. But weather prediction is for a nice day, nice and cool. So that's exactly what the doctor ordered for the first day of the 2021 Sunshine Ladies Tour.
Most certainly, and hopefully, you know, the weather will play ball, like you're saying, for the greens for today. Let's get into the tournament, the Cape Town Ladies Open. Just give us a preview in terms of what people can look forward to.
Well, I think Zetu Mayeki summed it up the best yesterday when she said, Auntie Lali, it's absolutely electric here. And that certainly is the vibe, guys. The girls have had a very long year waiting for the season to start. Of course, we're 2 months later than normal due to the lockdown that that happened in January. And for most of the players out here, it's been a year of putting their careers on ice. So the girls are so keen. They really amped to get the season underway. The Cape Town Ladies Open joined the Sunshine Ladies Tour in 2015. So we've had 7 editions. And this year, Leanne Pace headlines the field as the defending champion, trying to gun for a 4th unprecedented victory. She won the tournament in 2016, 2018, and 2020. So definitely looking to start the year with a bang. But there's so many other girls that are looking for a fast start, especially the younger generation. I'm talking the likes of Cassandra Hall, Zetu Mayeki, Michaela Fletcher, Cara Khole, Tara Khribino. These are girls that all turned pro in 2019. 2020 was their second season. And they were all geared to go to qualify for the Ladies European Tour. And as you know, the pandemic happened, so everybody had to put their careers on ice. Travel was such an issue, and then the qualifying school didn't happen. So the Sunshine Tour, Ladies Tour's tagline this year is Level Up. And I can tell you these girls are champing at the bit to do just that and raise the bar this year. And they've got a lot of incentives to play for. We've got starting this week with the Cape Town Ladies Open. Then we travel to Sun City. We also have the Joburg Ladies Open and the Jabra Ladies Classic. And at that tournament, the leading player that's not exempt on the LET Tour will get the opportunity to play the Jabra Ladies Open on the European side, which is a qualifier for the Evian Championship. So everybody's going to be looking to build their game towards that first goal of trying to get into a Ladies European Tour event. And then we go down to George for the Dimension Data Ladies Challenge, and then back to the Mother City for the really big one. And I think this is the one all the girls are targeting. The Investec South African Women's Open this year, for the first time, will be the qualifying event for the US Women's Open. I mean, that is a massive opportunity for the South African girls to try and get into the biggest major in women's golf here on home soil. And I was talking to the girls yesterday, sort of trying to get their thoughts on it, and they are seriously super excited. Also, the fact that Investec has thrown in yet another incentive, the Homegrown Award. So if a South African does win the South African Women's Open, she also banks an additional 100,000 rand. And as you know, with travel costs and everything in euros, every cent you can bank helps towards making your dreams come true. So, yeah, we are very, very excited. I was just looking at the draw. We've got 17 amateurs also teeing up this morning. Young Merle O'Reilly from Atlantic Beach and Bronwyn Duke, the first two up this morning at 7:30. And it's a wonderful opportunity for these amateurs to play against top professionals. We've got 12 countries just in the Cape Town Ladies Open. And as the season progresses, we'll have more countries joining the field. And for them to be able to play with the likes of Leanne Pace, Stacey Brassman, Nicole Garcia, Monique Smith here from South Africa, and then someone like Florentina Parker, from England, who has won so many times on the Ladies European Tour, Annelies Godal from France. You know, it is just the most amazing opportunity. And I can tell you what, we can't wait for that hooter to go at 7:30 and get the show on the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement, of course, around the tournament at the moment. Lally, thank you so much for so eloquently letting us know all who are involved and the prizes that are also at stake. I mean, it's been a long while since golf has returned in this way, and we're very excited for the start. You mentioned Leanne Pace as defending champion of the Cape Town Ladies Open. Just give us kind of your assessment of how it's going to look when all is said and done. I know there's a lot of people who listen to the show who are interested in making their way to the betting slips and etc. Who would you hedge your bets on if you were picking?
If you had asked me this last year, I would have said Leanne Pace for sure. But with everyone not having played this last 12 months, I don't know who's going to come in with the hottest form. I guess I have to say my heart is set on one of the young girls winning, you know, because I saw last year with the Investec SA Women's Open when Alice Hewson from England, when she won the tournament, just 23 years old, her very first Ladies European Tour start, she won that event, got herself exemption on the LET for 2 years. I mean, that's how you want to really start your career. And in talking to Cassandra Hall yesterday, so Cassandra was a top ISA amateur, turned pro in 2019, and for 2020, she secured her Ladies European Tour card and became the eighth South African to compete on the LET. And then she couldn't travel, you know, and she couldn't go and play, and she couldn't, take advantage of that opportunity. And she eventually did manage to get into the Saudi Ladies International, where she actually rolled in the winning putt for the international team and banked quite a nice big check for the year. So, like she said to us yesterday, that kind of saved the year for her, you know, to be able to at least play one tournament, soak up the experience, and to come home with some money after winning the team competition. And she said, we all have to just put the last year behind us. We have to push the reset button, and we have to go for gold this year. And she's certainly someone I'm backing. In October, when golf reopened in South Africa last year, we had the Investec Royal Swazi Sun tournament, where she beat all these top professionals to win her first Sunshine Ladies Tour title. And I know she's been working extremely hard, and she is so positive. And I think that's going to come through in this first tournament. The person who has put the most work in and is coming into the event with a winning attitude. I'll always back Leanne Pace. I'll always back Stacey Brechman or Nicole Garcia, Lejeanne Leithwaite. I mean, these are girls that have been playing in Europe. They're very experienced. So, you know, they already know what it is to compete at this level. But in my heart of hearts, I'm really hoping it's going to be one of the youngsters who can make a fast start and then motivate all the other young guns to pick it up and level up this season.
I'm glad that you said that, actually, Lally, because I was about to ask about that with Nicole Garcia, saying that 6 weeks, six events, more than 6 million rands in prize money and a lot of other amazing incentives. And, you know, her just alluding to what exactly it is at stake. I was going to ask about the rivalry between our homegrown talent and some of these international acts that will be coming in terms of thinking how it is that it's going to fit. But I think you summed it up nicely in terms of saying you'd want some of these new ladies in the group to honestly show their worth in this particular initiative.
100%, Lerato. You know, for a very long time, we didn't have a professional circuit in Africa. And it really played havoc with the top amateur talents at the time. It is so important to have a circuit where you can cut your teeth before you take the next step. And the girls were saying yesterday, especially Nicole, when she turned professional, it was herself, Nobuhle Dlamini, and Kim Williams. They all turned pro in the same year. They had to do it the very, very hard way. They had to go to Europe twice to try and get onto the Ladies European Tour. They had to play, on the IGT tour here at home to build competitive experience. They had to try and get into Ladies Access Series events. And these girls now, with the Sunshine Ladies, to have an opportunity to take that leap earlier or easier. And I'm really, really hoping that they take advantage this year. There are so many incentives on offer. And if they really put their nose to the grindstone, they are good enough. Stacey Brachman and Leanne Pace yesterday, they said watching these girls in the practice round, and I'm now talking about the sort of 19, 20, 21-year-olds. They said, girls, watching these girls in the practice round, they've got what it takes in terms of their games. They just need to believe in themselves and cross that first hurdle. So, yeah, kudos to all the young kids out there. And then I'd really need to tip my hat to our seasoned professionals, because I loved seeing yesterday how they mentor the young guns coming through and spend time with them and answer questions. And they're so giving to share the experience and to help these girls get to the next level. And you really, really have to admire that. You don't see that often. And I think that is a quality of the Sunshine Ladies Tour that I've noticed in the last couple of years that sets us apart from any other women's tour in the world.
Golf SA, a media liaison, Lali Stander. Lali, thank you so much for affording us the time to talk to you. We wish you all the best out on the greens, and hopefully some the ladies will give us some great golf during the course of the next couple of days.
Thanks, guys. God, I really appreciate that you're always throwing your support behind sport in South Africa, and especially golf. It's always a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much, Lali. And that is a Lali Stander.
A 360-degree view on sports.